Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. Hang on. I'll put Adrian on. Hang on. Katie?
Okay.
Ron's on. We're ready to go.
To actually spend the whole hour on the market. In other words, weaving in what we do, of course. But this is such a timely roller coaster ride.
You know, it's interesting that you should say that, because I was thinking very similarly, in the sense that I'm just like trying to find on the internet now just what the number is as to what the market's down year to date. I saw some number that said it was down 8%, but I'm not finding that number like the second.
But I was going to do, Stuart's in front of the computer and I can't see it, but ASI just sent something about Ron Paul saying that the market is going to crash, but I don't know if, I didn't read it, so I don't know if it's useful. He's looking at it right now.
Well, yeah, you've got all kinds of, you know, at any given time, you got commentators saying it's going to crash, and you got other commentators that say it's going to be back.
Right. Oh, so it doesn't help us. It's a video. It doesn't help us.
It's a video. I've seen it. It goes on and on.
Yeah, all right. So can you, if you can find it, that would be great. I can tell you one thing. I can tell you the average that our clients lost before they came to me. I did that statistic. The average person who, which, you know, I have a very small sampling, but they lost 1% of their money last year. They lost 1% of their net worth. But that's because they made contributions. So I'm only talking about their bottom line. So the only general thing I could say is that even those still working and making contributions ended up negative. So they basically lost all their contributions that they made last year. But I
was reading something. This was a Doug Casey daily thing yesterday, which I think I deleted, and I'm trying to find it. But it was something that used the number of we were down 8%, but I don't want to like use that number on the radio if it's not accurate. And everything I'm finding is not giving me, you know, it's giving me what it did. I just got to find it. Because here's what my thinking is, right? Like, you look at Friday, it was a big drop, and you know, it's been dropping. Like Friday was a 537-point drop at one point, and ended. Here we go. I found it. Are you, listen to this. The Dow at one point was down 537 points on Friday before it ended the day off 390 points. The first 10 trading days of the year saw a loss of over 1,400 points, marking the worst two-week start to a year ever. Meanwhile, the broader S&P 500 index is down almost 8% so far, and the NASDAQ has dropped 10%. Europe's Stoxx 600 index and China's Shanghai Composite are down 20% off their highs. So the concern that people are... have is like, is this the start of a new bear market? Answer is maybe, but
why speculate?
Nobody can answer. Yeah, and you know what? And it's kind of the theme is, look, we're never about product. We're always about relationships and systems and processes, but there are times where it makes sense to talk about a tool that we have, you know, in the product arsenal that oftentimes will make sense for some of a person's money, and like approach it in that sense.
Right, I think that's very good, and I can talk about. I think you should lead this one, and then I can go on to the four pillars, showing that that's one of the pillars that people never know when I stand up there and I do the presentations, and then we can send them to our seminars.
What I would do at this point, because it's timely, is I would say, you know, call the office, schedule. If you feel you can't wait and you need to talk to somebody, you just don't want to go another week, you can set up a 15-minute phone interview with Adrian, or you're not going to be with me because I'm going to be in a way.
Right.
But, you know, with or with, let's put it this way, or with one of the advisors on our team, whoever's available.
Right. So I think we can call it an emergency alert, you know, kind of thing, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, last but not least, do you want to talk about your money management at all?
You know, this is where, you know, Phil Dana has not really monitored this show super closely because of the fact that we tend to stay away from that, unless we're just talking in very vague, broad terms and how does it work. But I just have to be very, very careful to avoid any promissory language. And then one question that comes in tied to that is, did he require some sort of disclosure, little tag on the show that says, oh, you know, Ron's an investment advisor representative of Global Financial Private Gap. Is there any recording that says that?
No, there is no recording that says it. He hasn't said anything to us. Let me tell you where that's it for the minute. He's got ads that he rejected, that I fixed,
uh-huh.
and sent back to him, and twice, by the way, and he hasn't gotten mm-hmm. back to me. They're all fixed, and they have tags, but he doesn't get back to me to tell me if it's okay, so I just keep, this is the truth, I just keep doing what we're doing, and I don't get any feedback, which I guess I'm happy. I do remember
as long as there's the paper trail, right?
Right.
And I think it's okay to say something like, Phil, I know, you know, it's the first month of the year and you're very busy. Here's the changes you asked for.
Right.
If I don't hear back from you, I'll assume that this is okay. If it's not okay, please tell me. And then it's like, well, look, you know, then I we're covered.
Now, you should know, remember the guy who you love so much in Florida that does the radio?
Bob Grace, yeah.
He has a big tag thing, I will tell you. He does. He starts.
He has it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? It's like, if you think about this, here we are, we're kind of elevating the firm's profile.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm even thinking about adding the tagline, as much as I don't really like it, and I've always kind of said, taken the position that this is an outside business activity that's designed to produce long-term care sales, fixed annuity sales, life insurance sales, and those are non-securities products. But to the extent that you stray too much into the markets, and it's like, I don't want a regulator saying you didn't have the appropriate disclosure. And what's it really cost? It's like this. It's like you listen to a car commercial and they say, you know, $199 a month, and then at the end of the commercial you hear whatever 15 seconds of disclosure, and nobody cares.
Right. And you know, Bert, anything we write, Bert would do, which is kind of bitter, and it's for $150.
Because
I asked him. Yeah. So you know, why don't we do that? And that's important. The there's another exposure here which we don't have, but I was dreaming about it. Georgianne can't wait to promote something on Facebook. Not necessarily even paid ads, but just on our Facebook page. And we never feed her with anything about the show. Like Leonard Lance was on the little show, which is your show.
I guess the thing that I've been concerned about.
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying. But the thing that concerns me about that is, like, here we are in Parsippany is kind of like the heart of North Jersey. Every major road intersects. The show is in the heart of Central Jersey. So it's kind of like there's a disconnect there. And it's like, why do I want to, when you're doing social media marketing where you just, you know, don't know where you're going to get the person responding, why do I want to promote a show that they can't hear?
They can. They can hear it on the Internet. They can hear it on their mobile app. See, that's the whole point of these shows these days, particularly the people that take it on themselves and go on to Internet. They promote it, and people listen on the Internet. This show streams. You can hear
the
show.
Adrian, we could certainly figure all that out, but
right.
If we've got this time blocked and it's already 9:12.
Right. Anyway, I was bringing it up only in the context of Dana, Phil Dana. If we were going to do any of that, we better get Phil Dana straight. That was my point with that. Okay?
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree, yes.
Okay, Stu, could I have, could you come in for, yeah, we're going to start now. And also, phone number, whenever you just walk in with it. Okay, so we're good. It'll be a while, so should I get started? Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. You know, we love that word power, but a lot of people are feeling disempowered, Ron. They're getting that butterfly in their stomach when they get their statements. It's just starting to happen. It's very reminiscent of 2008, at least emotionally. I'm not saying it's reminiscent as to what's going to happen, but we're getting that fear feeling again. And I certainly want you to comment on it because, you know, your latest book, Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Our Retirement, kind of plays into that. We'll show you how in a minute. But, Ron, what is going on that's of concern to our clients?
All right. Well, most of our clients are retirees or pre-retirees who have the point of view that there is at least a portion of their retirement savings that they do not want to lose. And if you look at what's been happening since the first of the year, the first 10 trading days of the year, the Dow dropped over 1,400 points just this past Friday. At one point, the Dow was down 537 points to finish the day off 390 points. If you look at the broader Standard & Poor's 500, which is often kind of used as a benchmark for the overall market, it's down almost 8% this year. The Nasdaq's dropped 10%. Europe's Stocks 600 index and China's Shanghai index are in bear market territory, down 20%. And the concern that people have is, hey, this represents money that I can't afford to lose, and I want to do something, but I'm not sure what to do. There's got to be some solutions or some answers that make sense.
And, of course, we are in the business of hearing the issues, trying to explain to you what happens if you did nothing, if the current situation continued from your point of view, and give you some solutions. And we're on emergency alert right now for new people who are coming in totally exposed to the stock market. They're getting nervous, and we are very, very happy to give you an absolutely no-pressure 15-minute strategy session on the telephone. If you'd like to come into our offices, surely you can do so. We have, of course, the flagships in Florida and in Parsippany, New Jersey. but also we are available at a variety of offices in our listening area. There's one phone call for you to know, 800-467-8152. I should say one phone call with one phone number, 800-467-8152. This is a really strong, empowering strategy session to put you in the right direction. 800-467-8152. And you know, Ron, one of the things that I have seen in some of the review sessions where clients are coming in and they've already made the changes that we have suggested and they're in a different spot than new people coming in exposed to the market. They are coming in a little bit smug, which is wonderful. That's what you want to see. They feel more secure because they have made some changes in their portfolio in anticipation of this happening, and they cannot go backwards in the market. And yet, if things go well, if the people who keep saying, well, you know, it'll come out, don't worry about it, if they're right, these same people who cannot go backwards in bad times can go forwards in good times. How is that, Ron? Because I think people can't get their mind around this pillar of retirement that we call the contractual pillar.
Well, Adrian, you know, I'm going to describe this in terms first of what it does, and then I'm going to tell you or our listeners what it's called. Because when I describe what it does, 99 out of 100, I would dare say, would say, hey, you know what? That sounds great. That's something that I want. So let me describe what it does. This is a vehicle where a person could say, I'm going to deposit X amount of dollars, and I'm going to have strong contractual guarantees that say to me, no matter what the market does, the market could drop 10, 20, 39% like it did in 2008, I do not lose a penny. And most people would say, well, if I were to design the ideal retirement savings vehicle, my first criteria would be protect my money against market loss. So this does that. The second criteria that most people have is they say, well, look, I just don't want to settle for money market or CD, certificate of disappointment, I call it rates of return. When the market does come back, I want the ability for my account value to go up nicely. And wouldn't it be great if I could keep what I make in the good years and avoid losses in the down years? That would be phenomenal. Now, if you think about it, it almost sounds too good to be true. So there are a couple of minuses to this that we have to mention, which is minus number one, is these programs will typically say, you know, for example, the first 10 years, there may be a liquidity restriction that says, well, you can pull out 10% of your entire lump sum each year, meaning what you put in plus what you earned. But if you pull out more than that, you can run into an early withdrawal penalty. And secondly, if you've got total protection against downside market risk, but you can link your upside to how the Dow or the S&P 500 or some other market index does, as you might expect, there's going to be some caps on the upside earnings. So most of our clients, Adrian, will say, well, you know what, I'm okay with that. I'm okay giving up some of the, a little bit of the upside in exchange for a guarantee of no downside, and I keep what I make in the good years, and I avoid losses in the down years. Now, here's where we have to open our minds and get rid of preconceived biases. Whenever you have a savings program, and that savings program, for example, is held at a bank, it might be called a bank account or a CD. If it's held at a brokerage firm, it is a brokerage account. When it's held at an insurance company, it gets painted with this broad term annuity. And Adrian, there's some annuities that we don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole, but there's a handful that are actually ideal for the person who's in retirement or knocking on the doorstep of retirement who says, I want some strong contractual guarantees. And here's the most exciting part of this. There are programs right now that are giving a upfront bonus of 10%. So if a person says, you know what, I'm down 8% right now. I just went online, looked at my account, I'm down 8%. Could I take some of that money and put it into a fixed, notice I said fixed annuity, right? We don't like variables, which are securities products, which have high fees and expenses. We want programs that are low or no fees or expenses. So what if I want to get safe with that money? Could I get a 10% bonus and suddenly be made whole on the sum I put in? Answer is yes. And here's the beautiful thing, Adrian. If the market plummets in value over the next 12 months, no losses on this. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. If the market ends up rebounding, a nice gain could be realized. Now compare that to keeping all the money at risk, and what if this turns into another 2008? Where would you be better off? I mean, just use common sense.
It is common sense, and I want to give you a couple of opportunities here. First of all, you must take down the number because it's going to happen. You will open up that statement, and it's going to go down. And you will not know if it's going to go up or not, and we will not know, by the way. I do a lot of market study, and I'm a journalist, do a lot of predictions too, but they are predictions. Whether it's me or William or Warren Buffett, we are making up a story based on our experience, not based on what will actually happen. No one's got the crystal ball. So these contractual arrangements where you can go up but can never go back, and you pay the price of a certain amount of liquidity issues, they have been extremely attractive to people who come in as long as they understand it. And I spend a lot of time making sure people understand it. So the number to call for a strategy session is 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. It can be 15 minutes on the telephone, or the average amount of time I see people before they even make a decision is 2 to 3 sessions of about 2 hours each to see whether it's appropriate and what it would look like for them. But there's also a book. One of the things that we do when you do come to our seminars, we're having a live event February 16th in Chester. If you do sign up for a strategy session, you get the latest book, Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. And one of those pieces of false evidence is that you can retire if you only have cash, bonds, or other secure investments that have an interest rate. You can't, because interest rates are just too low. Every study has shown for 15 years that you have to be in the market in some way in order to really make enough to continue a longevity type of retirement, which we have today. So how do you do that without being in jeopardy? There are ways, but they do require understanding. So get that understanding, 800-467-8152. When we come back, I do want to talk about what you said, Ron. I'm pretty upset with this nomenclature. An annuity means something to me. It means that you give your money up and you get your money for the rest of your life, a certain amount, and it won't go away. That's great if you're 95 years old or if you just, you know where we used to use it? We used to use it if somebody had a dependent adult child and they were afraid that nobody would be able to handle their money. And we did that sometimes just for people who cannot handle their money at all. This is not that. And people are confused by that kind of annuity, which is really an annuity, and this thing, which is a contract, that some genius figured out. Anytime you have such an arrangement with an insurance company, it's called an annuity. I don't know who came up with that, but whoever did, I'd like to shoot them, because people are definitely bypassing things that can make a great difference in their future. So that's 800-467-8152. Now, this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. It gives you a different look at ways that you can secure your future by thinking a little bit out of the box and by not falling for the false evidence that affects your retirement. Don't go away. We'll be right back with issues of catastrophic illness and other things that might hurt you.
Yeah, there is something else I want to say in the next segment.
Okay, what is
which
that?
Is just,
I want to introduce it. What is it? Or you can introduce it yourself.
Don't wait for the statements. I'll explain why.
Very good. Sue? All right. Hello, hello, hello. We are back, and this is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. I'm going to throw this right to Ron because he's jumping out of his seat. I know you guys don't think Ron ever jumps out of his seat, but he can. Go ahead, Ron. What did you want to tell everybody?
Well, you know, Adrienne, I tend to have a bit of a monotone voice, and as a result, people sometimes don't know when I'm really, really agitated or upset. But what's got me really upset right now is people who tell me, well, you know, I talked to my financial advisor, I talked to my broker. They told me, don't worry about it. It'll come back. It always does. Gee, it's only a paper loss. And the thing that concerns me about that is, number one, companies generally issue statements after the month is over, and you might get the December 31st statement the 10th of the following month, the January 31st statement the 10th of February. This is not a time to say, well, let me wait until February the 10th and see how much I've lost then. You know, I'm a big advocate of the financial planning process and taking our time, but when you have markets like what we have now where the market is just dropping rapidly, this is the time where you want to be able to say, you know what, let me call and let me take advantage of the strategy session that is available to me on the phone. That's what I would do.
So I'm going to give you that number again, and then I want to talk about a whole area called behavior, investor behavior, and where the real problem lies here. So the phone number for your strategy session or a face-to-face for an hour, if you're really ready, you want to get your statements together, we can sit down, we can talk face-to-face, we give you all the time in the world. We do not pressure you. We really want to help you see where you're at. And that's 800-467-8152. That's 800-467-8152. I think you find the experience of working with Ronald Gielock and Associates very different because I'm a lawyer. Don't hold that against me. Ronald is a lawyer, too. We have a team of experts, and we treat everyone as if we are speaking to them as their professional, not as people from the world of sales. This is going to be such a different experience for you. You really ought to at least understand what true planners and advisors can do and their attitudes and how they look at what's important to you and the information that they think is important for your future. 800-467-8152. I want to talk about a whole field. It's called investor behavioral psychology. Isn't it true, though, that people who've had a loss or maybe they go online, they don't wait for the statement like you said, Ron, and they see they already had a loss. They get scared almost to take that loss and move it on to something else. I know that we talked in the first segment here about bonuses, and they help, and I think we should talk about that again. But I also think we need to talk a little bit about that fear factor of people saying, well, you know, maybe if I do nothing, it'll be fine, the ostrich factor.
Right, right. And I think what's important for a person to consider is, well, what is different now about the present moment in time as opposed to 2008, where we had a terrible bear market? You know, it lasted into 2009. The market dropped almost 40%. Now, number one, everybody listening, myself included, is now older than they were in 2008. So we're that much closer to the need for a higher level of income in retirement. That's number one. But also in 2008, if you think about it, not everybody who was within 10 years of retirement had their retirement savings 100% positioned in stocks or equities or stock-based mutual funds. People generally would be somewhat diversified in the sense of they'd have some portion of their retirement savings in bonds or bond funds. So in 2008, in response to that crisis, when the Federal Reserve responded by driving interest rates to near zero, the fixed income or bond portion of a person's portfolio sort of went up in value. Now we're on the opposite end of the interest rate spectrum, where Mrs. Yellen raised interest rates in December. She's talked about possibly raising interest rates a number of more times this year. So if you look at it and you go, well, if interest rates gradually go up, my fixed income portfolio will go down in value. And then at the same time, if the stock market plummets, now I'm losing on both sides. I'm losing in stocks. I'm losing in bonds. What do I do? And the other thing, too, Adrian, is think about this. In 2008, if a person was still working, they were pumping new deductions in,
right.
I'm sorry, new contributions, rather,
sure.
into their 401k, and they were basically, you know, buying in at different lows. Now if a person says, hey, I'm closer to retirement, or I'm in retirement, and now I'm taking money out, then you have what's called reverse dollar cost averaging working against you, because you're pulling money out when the market's going backwards, and it's that much harder because now each successive withdrawal is a larger percentage of the total account value. That's why we're such big advocates of having some safety, some guarantee, looking to non-securities products from reputable top-rated insurance companies as a portion of retirement savings.
Yeah, I will give you the phone number again. I want to make two quick points on this that I think you should really take to heart, folks, if you're listening, because carefully for your own self here. The number for your strategy session, no pressure, no cost strategy sessions, really point you in the right direction, explain all this to you, is 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. Our office, we call ours right now, is on emergency alert. We are there because we know a lot of people are going to demand some sort of clarity for themselves, and we can help you. 800-467-8152. Two very quick things. You mentioned the difference in 2008. One other difference is that because interest rates have been so low, Ron, and the market has been so good, there's a lot of people that's 100% in the market. They don't even have any bonds. They don't even have any savings. They've been making up for lost time in the market, which means they have a lot of market risk and exposure at a later age in life than would be normal. And I think that's a very, very important one. The other is a lot of people say, well, I'm far from retirement. But let's say that a time comes in 7 or 8 years from now that you are beginning your retirement. There's another feature of these programs that we're talking about are systems. And that is a system whereby you systematically withdraw money that lasts for the rest of your life. So that this is not just hedging the market right now or protecting yourself against going backwards in the market at a time that might be bad. But it's also a full system. And it's wonderful to see people really think about their retirement, their exit dates, the amount of money they're going to need, make some projections, and walk away with peace of mind, not just for the minute of what may happen today, but also for the future. And they make changes. I have mostly seen people, Ron, say that they're going to retire a couple of years earlier than they thought after they leave. And they came in just worried if they were able to retire at all. So this is kind of an interesting situation, and we promised that we would talk a little bit about catastrophic illness. We will as soon as we return. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have another segment. Now we're going to, yeah, two more segments, of course, but this next one, we will fulfill the promise of that, but I think now it's again time to talk about taxes. Okay? Because that's also a big part of this.
Well, what do you want to say about taxes?
Well, one thing that people didn't know is what we're talking about, they didn't know that they can use money that's already in a 401k or an IRA or money that isn't. So I think that it's good to know. And somehow I've seen from the clients that it's a relief when they know that these are things that go just from one custodian to another custodian, and there's no tax event.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm thinking more in terms of not so much that it saves taxes, but that it doesn't have any tax consequences at all.
Right, okay.
And they're very surprised about such a thing, okay?
Right, right.
And
yep.
Then for the money that is just cash, some of them have, that the fact that it does get tax deferred, you know, they like that too.
Mm-hmm.
While till they take it out. All
right.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg with the Ronald Gelag Retirement Power Hour and
Ronald Gelag.
Ronald Gelag himself. And you know what? You should know that you hear the two of us every single week and myself on the leisure part of the Ronald Gelag Retirement Power Hour on Sunday mornings, on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. But it's not just us. It's a pretty hefty firm. There's a real team here with a lot of great information for you. Even an outside attorney who's conveniently located near our offices in the same building who will give you a complimentary consultation if you have legal issues. So one of the things that we do always go through in our strategy sessions is your estate issues, which inevitably brings us to your health issues. Because more and more people are interested in healthcare powers of attorney and healthcare proxies because they've had experiences with their older adult parents or even with a spouse or sibling where long-term care is needed and they see how expensive it is and how touchy it is as they see money going out the window that might have gone to inheritance or children or for their happier future. So you should know that the systems that we work with at Ronald Gelag & Associates also have components that would help you if you needed some extra dollars for long-term care. And if that's what's on your mind for yourself or someone else, it's the same phone number. It's 1-800-467-8152, 1-800-467-8152. We do find that the people pre-retirement who come to us are interested in securing their financial future. The people who are post-retirement that come, something has changed in their life. They had a pretty good setup and something happened, and it's usually an illness. So I'm going to throw that to you, Ron, for your own personal experience and how some of the things we've been talking about, these contracts, can help you. In addition to the possibilities of long-term care insurance or self-insuring, they have a potential, too, to be part of the mix on how you're going to cover the cost of catastrophic illness.
Oh, yes, Adrienne, it's so important to talk about this. And you know what's so interesting is if I talked about protecting against the high cost of catastrophic illness to somebody 20 years ago, a lot of times I would just get blank stares or people would say, you know, I don't really worry about that, or I don't think about that. But today, with half of all 60-year-olds still having a living parent, people are seeing the reality of their father or mother going through the aging process and dealing with the infirmities of old age, and what comes with the infirmities are high costs of care. And you know what the startling thing about this, Adrienne, is this is not problems only relating to people in their 80s and 90s. I could use my parents as examples here. My parents have both passed on, but at age 70, they seemed to be the picture of health. My dad took a cholesterol pill. My mom took a thyroid pill. Other than that, normal height, normal weight. They thought they'd live into their 90s. We have family members who have lived that long. But not everybody is destined to remain healthy into their 90s. My mom came down with Alzheimer's disease in her 70s and passed away in an Alzheimer's care facility just because she got to a point where she couldn't be cared for at home anymore. And my dad had been her primary caregiver, and he passed away after having a massive stroke. So these issues are near and dear to me because I've kind of gone through it with my own parents. And there's steps that people can and should take when they're in their 50s and 60s, or even if they're in their 70s and they haven't addressed the issue, it's not too late. And not every solution is cost prohibitive. Some are very, what I would call, cost-effective solutions to protect my assets for the benefit of myself, my spouse, and my family in the event a catastrophic illness occurs.
You know, I have a designation. I'm a financial gerontologist. I actually came into this world of personal finance from a different point of view, from the point of view of ensuring your longevity. I'm a cheerleader for successful aging, and I see a lot of people who will be 30 and even more years in retirement. And I've seen a wonderful change. I'm going to give you a really inspirational change. When I used to talk about this, either as a trust and estates lawyer in my past life or an elder law attorney, and I would say, are you protecting against the loss from catastrophic illness, financial loss? Everyone would say this, Ron. They would say, just shoot me. What they meant was, if I have a stroke, if I have a heart attack and I'm debilitated, if I have cancer, if I have Alzheimer's, I want to die. And I'm going to go right up to the jugular. I haven't heard that for 15 or 20 years, and I'm going to tell you why. Because people know that if they have the means, the quality of life that they could lead, even with disabilities, is completely different than it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago. There is so much progress. There is so many things you can do to renovate your home. There's a lot of medications with, you know, drawbacks, but also with real great potential. So people can thrive. And we talk to them about being able to do that at home, the right legal documents they need, and the money. So whenever I see a long-term care policy or a single premium long-term care policy, I go right to the at-home features, as opposed to other people look right away, well, if I have to go into a nursing home, can I pay for it? I don't want you in a nursing home, even if you can pay for it. So we look at a lot of different choices in your life when it comes to this. And if that's on your mind, you really do have to 800-467-8152 and talk to us about that. We will point you in the right direction. 800-467-8152. Yes, Ron.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Adrian, there's so many different solutions. Like, people think, oh, gee, the only way to deal with this issue is to go and buy an expensive long-term care insurance policy for thousands of dollars per year and have, and if you think about it, those traditional long-term care policies, the rates are not guaranteed, and that is not very appealing to people. Now, I bought long-term care insurance at a young age because I saw what happened to one of my grandparents. But let's suppose that a person feels like, well, I missed the boat, I'm uninsurable for purposes of long-term care, and I'm really worried. Remember earlier in the segment, we were talking about fixed annuities that protect against downside risk, that have meaningful upside earnings potential. Do you know, Adrian, we can, and I know you know this, but for our listeners, we can actually add a benefit or a rider onto those annuities that are specifically designed to pay for long-term care needs down the road. And this is sometimes referred to in the industry as an income doubler for long-term care. And the idea is you might have on this annuity account a secondary guarantee through the rider that says, look, your money is compounding along at 5.5% or 6.25% guaranteed for the next 10 or more years, specifically for the purpose of meeting future income needs, meaning as to what's available for you to take out over time in guaranteed monthly income for the rest of your life without ever trading away your lump sum for the stream of payments. But there is a feature that says, guess what, if you were entitled at age 80, for example, to an income of 6.4% for life, and then you had a need for home health care, now your income for the next 5 years would double to, say, 12.8%. And people go, wow, I didn't even know this existed. And that's why I'm so fond, Adrian, of saying, you don't know what you don't know. Let's find out what you don't know that you should know.
And, you know, every single person who's listening that has a loved one that needed long-term care will appreciate what I'm about to say now. I think that most of our power, let's say, it comes when people really need the help, not when they get the product. So let's say that this happens. You've bought this wonderful contract. Years have gone by. and you now need long-term care help. Who do you really call? Where I am a financial, you call us, because I know where all the care people are in our community. I know the right health care home health workers. They are my best friends. I sit on their boards. And I have to say this on a personal basis. We belong to caregiver groups, not just financial groups. What if the insurance company, not anybody that we deal with, but let's say you bought a policy years ago, not from us, and they won't pay the claim because the doctor didn't write the note correctly. I know how to write that note, and I'm going to say that loud and proud. There's no reason in the world that this particular area is my area, except that I love it so much. I want everybody to have a great old age, and it is my core life commitment. Serious. And I find that the problems come afterwards, after you've made all your plans. As they say, man plans and the gods laugh. So I think that's a very important piece of what we do. I will tell you that one brand new client had a problem with a mom in Florida, and we were able to bring her to the Florida Department for the Aging, which she did not know existed. The woman was being scammed, and she was having difficulty communicating with her mom, who was very stubborn. Believe it or not, we felt that that was our job, to help her with that better communication. So, you know, this is a lot more than financial advice. This is really lifetime living. The phone number is 1-800-467-8152. 1-800-467-8152. When I come back, I'm going to throw that soapbox over to Ron, because taxes is a big thing in his life. He's as passionate about saving taxes as I am about living the good life as you age. We come back in this Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour at the end of our hour. We're going to talk about the fact that when you make these changes, perhaps because you see what's going on in the market, what are the tax consequences of that? What can you expect? Will there be problems, or is it easy? So don't you go away. We will be back in just a moment. All right, so we're going to go into the tax aspects, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. I want to give us two plugs. First of all, on February 16th in our listening area in Chester, at 7 p.m. at the Chester Library, we will be doing a presentation called The Four Pillars of Retirement Success. And they include, no secret, they include Social Security and the new changes, pensions and what's going on with that. We have recently had a pension discussion with District 16 Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli, so we'll tell you what he has to say about it. We'll also tell you what's been going on in our office with regard to corporate pensions. We're going to talk about the contractual arrangements that you can make that you've been hearing about all this hour. And we're going to talk about your own portfolios and what's happening with your 401ks and IRAs and their safety. So you should go. Of course, it's absolutely complimentary. To get all the information, we're going to have snacks at 7 o'clock at night, so you'll be hungry. Just call 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. And also know that we every single Saturday at 7 to 7:30, we talk about some fun stuff, trips. We always say on Wednesdays we show you how to make money, and on Saturdays we show you how to spend it, because we do believe that retirement lifestyle is the purpose of doing so well with your dollars. All right, let's throw this to you, Ron. Now, taxes, is, as I said, a big passion of yours, and it runs through Beating the Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement, which is a book that you can get if you are coming in for your strategy session. And it runs through all of that. And people get a little bit nervous also about changing their money from one type of account, let's say a 401k, to one of these contracts. What are the tax implications of that?
I'm so glad you brought this up, Adrian, because I've had people say to me that I didn't think I could get the type of program that you're describing on the radio because, gee, my money's in a 401k and I'm still actively at work, or, gee, my money's in an IRA and I don't want to have to pull the money out of the IRA and pay taxes to get the guarantees that you were describing in that fixed annuity. Well, guess what? If the money is in an IRA, we simply help the client roll some of that money over, a tax-free direct transfer from one IRA custodian to another IRA custodian, and that is not a taxable event. If you say, well, look, I want to go from the roller coaster ride to a different place where I don't have to worry about my IRA going backwards, we can help you do that transfer. That's a tax-free transfer. Another misconception, people say, well, you know what, I read something that you can only do one transfer per year. That's talking about if you took physical possession of IRA money, you can only do one of those transfers per year. But institution-to-institution direct transfers, you don't have that limit in place. And then here's a startling thing that people don't realize. Let's say you're 60 years old, you're still working, and you think your 401k money is held hostage to the day you retire. Well, guess what? More and more companies today now offer what's called the ability to do an in-service rollover, meaning you're still actively on the job, and you take a portion of that 401k and you roll that over to your own IRA, one that we could help you set up with meaningful guarantees. Not a taxable event. These are just handful of examples.
It's another one, and I see relief in people's eyes when I explain this. Many people who do this, they're maybe 65, 68, even 70, and they realize that the retired minimum distribution, the RMD, the required minimum distribution, is coming up to them. And they say, gee, if I put my 401k and my IRA into one of these contractual arrangements, even though there's no tax consequences when I do that, you just told me that there's a bit of a liquidity issue. I don't really want to take more than 10% out every year, and I'm okay with that. But what about my RMD? Well, we only work with systems and contracts that allow you to use or tap into these contracts for your required minimum distribution with no liquidity issues whatsoever, no surrender charges, no penalties. Try to do that with, let's say, a CD. If you had a CD and you needed to break it for your required minimum distribution, you would pay a penalty on that in most cases. Here you don't. So this, why this little detail? Well, because by and large, these products have been designed, and they're designed for people in retirement who are going to use this in retirement. So the designers of these arrangements knew that, and they figured that people wouldn't be interested if they were going to get penalties or taxes or additional taxes or anything by doing this with their retirement nest eggs, and so therefore they're not. I mean, this is what this tool is for. Some of you, not me, but some of you are really handy around the house. And you know the difference between using, you know, when you try to knock in a nail with a screwdriver instead of a hammer. You know the difference? Yeah, because it's the wrong tool. I know sometimes you try to do it even with a shoe. At least I do sometimes. But it doesn't work the right way. So that's what this is really all about. And sometimes, Ron, aren't you impressed? And, of course, it's a lot of extra work for us, as to how many times there are improvements in these products because people are living longer and using them more?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. In fact, you know, we always make a pledge to people that if they come in and sit and talk with myself or you or one of the advisors on our team, and we can't show them how to improve their position, we don't want to take them on as a client. So sometimes a person may come in for a second opinion and they're looking for validation that they're on the right road. Well, the majority of the time there's carburetor adjustments that we can make that can improve their situation. But you don't know until you find out. And we all live such busy lives, but the whole message of today's program was to say, look, the market is dropping in value each week significantly. This is not a time to say, well, it's cold outside, therefore I'm going to wait. Or, gee, I have to get my records together from my accountant to do my taxes, so I'll revisit this issue in April. Well, we don't want to revisit this after there might be a 20 or 30% loss in portfolio value. We want to look at doing positive things now and doing this in a very comfortable, non-threatening, no-pressure way. That's what we're all about.
Absolutely true. And again, whether you want to be on our seminar list or if you're ready to take action, which is what Ron is saying, I know inertia is a real enemy. There's no question about it. But we do make it easy, and we're dealing with a phone call right now if you do not want to come into the office. Although I find many people do, at least after the call is made, and we speak for a while. And that number, I'm going to give it to you three times, just like they tell you in broadcasting, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. And once again, you can leave the number on the general information line at 800-467-8152. Thanks, Ron. It's been a terrific show, as usual.
Thank you.
And everybody else, get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay.
All right, great. I'm going to go and take a
you
fast
go, go
shower.
To church.
And off to church, so I'll see you tomorrow.
Right, and guess what I'm doing? I'm going to get my own analysis and test the waters on maybe Midland for myself before I don't have anything left. Because it's true, everything we say.
Oh, well, you know, you can bring things back. Like I had somebody in the other day who was like, well, what do I do if I'm doing this transfer and you're telling me this transfer could take about, you know, 5 to 10 business days to get accomplished? And I said, well, to the extent that you bring stuff back to money market or cash in the meantime, you avoid further losses while you're figuring out what you should do. So
right.
That's a thought.
Yeah, so we're going to stop ostriching it out a little bit ourselves. Okay, go ahead.
All right, thanks.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye-bye.